Raider fans, welcome to Behind the Shield. I am here with Tommy Kelly. Welcome to the show.
Always good to be on.
Always love it when he sits down, because this way now he doesn't look as tall as he really is. So, Tommy, first I want to ask you about having the crowd noise, meaning we had some fans out here a week or so ago, and they really kind of added to the tempo of the practice. How does it add to your practice?
I'm a D lineman, so we really don't pay attention to what they're doing anyway. It's kind of, you know, it gave a little environment for probably the skilled people. You know what I'm saying? For them to put on a little show for the crowd. So, but I mean, it was fine with me. I ain't had no problem with it at all.
But at the same time, today, we added another element to practice, which was actually recorded crowd sounds, which is a little different because that's more for distraction purposes. Yeah. Is it more of a distraction for offense or defense?
I say more for offense because they got to be able to, you know, hear the center call his calls out and stuff. So, you know, I guess they piped that in for, you know, just for the linemen to get adjusted to it because we got to go to Arizona. But to me, I'm trying to focus in on that ball and moving the ball more.
So it doesn't really matter. You already got it down. You know which direction you're headed.
Yeah. It's real simple on defense. You just go right or you go left. It ain't really complicated.
You did some great things in our first preseason game. And I'm sure Tony Romo was feeling the pounding of your feet coming towards him a few times. Some really good pressure points. How did it feel to finally get a live game under your belt?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. You know, you just want to knock the rust off. You know what I'm saying? So good to go and get that first one out of the way. And you know what I'm saying? We looked pretty good on defense. So, you know, we just want to keep building, just keep stacking games.
And the rookies had their first chance at being on the field, and I noticed they had some special hairdos. Did you have anything to do with that?
No, I didn't get a chance because my kids were with me at the time, but I loved them. I loved every one of the hairdos. I had a little input on each one of them. So, you know, y'all, we got to, you know, humble them a little bit when they come up here because they, you know, they've been big man on campus where they've been at. So, you know, you come out here, you ain't big man on campus. So, you know, you got to lower them down. But, I mean, I like our rookies. I like our rookies a lot, especially ones on defensive line. So, you know, they coming along real well. So, anytime you can get a rookie to, you know, contribute during the season is always good.
I noticed one of them was actually looking for a baseball cap immediately when the game started. Do you all tell the equipment folks, don't give them any hats away?
You tell them they can't wear the cap, but, you know, they're going to always try. But, we, you know, just give me the hat. You know you can't wear that. So, you know, you just take it away from them and don't let them make it.
Tell me about how you see this new era of Raiders.
I think we've always been talented, and I always think we've been a tough team. But I just didn't think we always made the best decisions, sometimes in the crucial parts of the game. I don't know if that mental toughness or just always everybody being on the same page. But Coach Tarver and D.A., they came in, they kind of made that like the forefront, like everybody need to be on the same page. And then we can work, a physical mistake we can correct, but mentals we can't have. We can't have M.E.s. So, you know, he really stressed the M.E.s. You know, we can fix if you just, you know, you took a wrong step, or we can fix your technique, but we can't fix you not knowing what to do. So,
who's going to score the first points, you think, at this next game, offense or defense?
Offense. I don't even worry about the offense at all, especially with Carson and with D-Mac back there. Yeah, they didn't play with four or five plays. I ain't worried about that. I'm sure they're going to come out and try to put some points over Earth, so I ain't even worried about the offense.
Excellent. Now, the Olympics were going on during most of training camp. I know you're a big sports fan. We've talked about this before. If you had to participate in an Olympic sport, a summer game, what sport would it be for you?
Man, I play soccer. I like soccer, man. You know, I love soccer. I don't know. When I tell people I like soccer, they look at me like, man, you like soccer? It's so big. And like, man, I love it because it's physical. You got to be mentally tough. And then it's so much going on in the game. And one score and it's over. It can be over with one goal. So, you know, it's just tough. It's a tough sport. And I love it. I watch it every day.
You and I talked about your kids a little bit, too. They also play soccer?
Yeah, they play soccer. Tommy Jr. and Jameson, both of them play soccer, trying to get them their hand-eye coordination right before they get move up to football.
Shout out to the kids, maybe?
Oh, yeah, always. Hey, Tommy Jr., Jameson. Hey, baby. Love you.
All right, that's from Daddy. All right, this is Tommy Kelly. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Thanks for watching this edition of Behind the Shield.